at 5 to 9. At 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one girl show? I only rock at night, champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks. I only rock at night, champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning. I only rock at night, champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks. I only rock at night, champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks.
Hello everybody, this is Yağmur and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The song we've just listened to was Champagne and Neon Lights. It was not a song that I played, but I really liked it, so I thought I would share the title with you. We're going to start with Beat It by Michael Jackson. Enjoy. previous song, Van Halen played the guitar solo, and now this is Jump by Van Halen. No, this is not Van Halen, sorry, this is Champagne and Neon Lights. I just added to my playlist accidentally. Until the morning breaks, I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights, I'll be your new heartache. Until the morning breaks, the lions all circle their prey. Pulsing in rhythm they sway. I feel like I'm caught in a trance. Like thunder we're driven today. I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights, I'll be your new heartache. Until the morning breaks, I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights, I'll be your new heartache. Until the morning breaks.
Tonight at 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one girl show? I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights, I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks.
Yes, so now we're going to listen to Jump by Van Halen, who was the guitarist in Beat It.
Nothing.
according to the vocalist David Lee Roth, this song was about a new story he saw in the TV about a man who was about to kill himself, and it's been also said that the song was about a stripper. And some of the movies that used the song was Ready Player One, Sing, Eddie the Eagle, Herbie Fully Loaded, Big Daddy, and Despicable Me 3. So we're now going to continue with Africa by Toto.
Thank you.
The song was about a man who went to Africa, and then there was this girl he was in love with, and he had to make a decision between Africa, whom he liked a lot, and the girl, because if he wanted to be with the girl, he had to he had to leave Africa. And a little bit more, David Page, who is the songwriter, keyboardist, and sometimes the singer for Toto, he said that there's a little metaphor involved here, because I was at the age where I was so immersed in my work, 24 hours every day of the week. At the times, I felt like I was becoming just a victim of my work. There was a little bit of autobiographical information in there, being consumed by my work, not having time to go out and pursue getting married and raising a family and doing all the things that other people do that were my age at the time. So yeah, that was in his interview. I don't know when and where, but yeah. So that was that. And we're going to continue with Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics. I'm gonna be reading you a PSA, as I have to every week. So the title is Order Your Free Vegetarian Starter Kit at P peta.org. I'll spell it later. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and a long-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org, PETA.org. So yeah. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom and onion loving friends here at WMFO, which is me. And because we talked about vegetarian and vegan diets through this PSA, I'm going to remind you all that this is Monday. So Meatless Monday, if you're doing it, if you're wondering about doing it, this is the day. And also don't feel limited by Monday. It can be your Wednesday, or you can have meatless meals on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, or something like that. Adjust it to yourself, because not being something strictly is worse than being something partially. Yeah, so we're going to continue with Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. So this was Yes's only number one charting hit, and we're going to continue with Another Lonely Night in New York by Robin Gibb. Now we're going to continue with I Just Died in Your Arms by Cutting Crew. And before that, I would like to share what Nick Van Eede, the lead singer for of Cutting Crew, told Song Facts, the website that I'm using to share some information to you guys. So Nick said this was inspired by a real relationship, and I'm going to quote what he said in the interview. He said, "Yes, I cannot tell a lie. It's a song written about my girlfriend, who is actually the mother of my daughter. We got back together for one night after a year apart, and I guess there was some fireworks, but all the time tingled with a feeling of, should I really be doing this? Hence the lyric, I should have walked away. I know it sounds corny, but I awoke that morning and wrote the basic lyrics within an hour, and wrote and recorded the demo completely within 3 days. So let's hear the song then.
Just died in your arms tonight.
So the next song is going to be Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. Thank you. I want to talk about a movie that I've recently seen, which is Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It's a film by Celine Sciamma, I guess that's how it's pronounced, or yeah, I don't know. But if you listen to my show a few weeks ago, I talked about the movie Tomboy, and it was also directed by her. And Portrait of a Lady on Fire is about the it's about a painter who is trying to paint a noble woman so that she would send, so that her parents, her mom, would send this portrait, and perhaps she will get married. So this is all about her, but of course the noble woman doesn't want her portrait to be painted. She doesn't want to marry a man that she doesn't know, but there are also other reasons, which is for you to discover by going to the movie. And also, if you have seen Farewell My Queen by Benoît Jacquot, and starring Léo Seydoux and Diane Kruger, this was also how queer life was in the so this depicts Marie Antoinette, so it is about queer life in the past. And also The Favorite, it was by Yorgos, it was a movie by Yorgos Lanthimos, and it was about England and queer life in the palace in 18th century. And it was Olivia Colman, Rachel Weisz, and Emma Stone was playing in the movie. And this is one of my favorite movies. I didn't like Farewell My Queen that much, but I really enjoyed The Favorite. So if you have seen The Favorite, perhaps you'll love Portrait of a Lady on Fire. But of course they're different, because Yorgos Lanthimos has his own style of irritating the audience, even though I would argue that The Favorite was one of the least irritating movies he've done, when compared to like Killing of a Sacred Deer or The Lobster or like Dogtooth. But still, yeah, so A Portrait of a Lady on Fire is more of a drama, but it's nice to see how arranged marriages were. Because so there was this commercial about, I don't know what, but it was about, so there was this family who had this gorgeous table. It was dinner time for them, and then some painters rush into the living room or like dining room, and then they start painting the picture, painting the foods on the table. And at that time, the father prevented the other members of his family from touching the food, because then it would destroy the painting. And after the painters stop finish painting the food on the table, they ran to the other houses, to their neighbors' houses, and they started shoving the painting. And when they got approval of everybody, just like you liking a post on Instagram or any other social media platform, then the father let the other family members to start eating. So it kind of reminded me of that, because nowadays we have Facebook and other forms of showing who we are to people we don't know. But at that time, there was nothing like that. And I remember my parents telling me about how people would throw their photos with their names and like phone numbers at the back on the street. So it would be like a real life Facebook communication system. So it's very different. Yeah. So we're going to continue with Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Seems to go nowhere, and I've lost you need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
Next up, Man Eater by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Thank you. Moving on to Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. This was our last song, and I have to do the closing. So this is Yamura.